Welcome, everyone, to the gym class. So happy you joined us today. Coming up on 305 in Eastern Iowa, a really wonderful 82-degree day here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. That's where our studios are, the main gym, 1600 AM. Also coming to you live on 107.5, the North Gym, and 106.3, the South Gym. Thanks very much for joining us. Mark Dukes, alongside Kyle Mann today. Again, Scott Unash enjoying a week of vacation. He'll return actually on Wednesday. Next week, Monday and Tuesday, we will yield our time to the afternoon. Going back in history.
Almost.
Here. Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. They will be live in Chicago at Big Ten Football Media Days. Always happy to yield our hour to the guys. 4 hours from Chicago, Monday and Tuesday at Big Ten Football Media Days. So Scott and I will rejoin you on Wednesday next week, but we've got three more days here on the gym class with Kyle Mann. And Kyle, a busy guy, but hope you're having a good day, Kyle.
It has been a really good day, really productive. And we've actually, I've started to get some things moving for Big Ten Media Day next week. Should have some really good shows together.
Sounds good. We will be joined by Chris Liss of rotowire.com. The fantasy football draft's moving ever closer to us. That usually happens quickly after the 4th of July and after the All-Star game. And it will be here before you know it. Chris, I see, was involved in a fantasy draft just in the last couple days. Very interesting draft. We'll talk to him about that. Also, any fantasy baseball questions, 319-366-1600. That's our Hertine and Stocker Jeweler text line and our phone line. You can use that for Chris or any other way to interact with us today on the program. National Hot Dog Day. Kyle, first of all, do you like hot dogs? Now, this is not hot dogs in sports.
Competitive hot dogs, you mean?
These are the hot dogs you eat, not the athletes who are the biggest hot dogs.
Oh.
That's a topic for another day.
Yes.
Okay. This is National Hot Dog Day. Nathan's hot dog eating contest, of course, came up on the 4th of July. Are you a fan of hot dogs?
I like hot dogs. I don't love hot dogs in the sense that, I'll put it like this. I don't love hot dogs in the sense that I go out of my way to grill them on the weekend, but I like hot dogs enough that on Dollar Dog Night, I'm very excited. So somewhere in between there.
And it's a big question for everyone. There's a lot of preferences out there. What do you prefer on your hot dog? What condiments?
I go ketchup and mustard.
Ketchup?
Yes, ketchup. That's why I started there. I don't.
That's heresy.
Yeah, I don't understand where this started. Nobody ever taught me that to begin with. And then the first time somebody said it, it caught me so off guard. It seems so natural. Can you please explain to me why I can't put ketchup on my hot dog?
I think it's just traditional. I'm a mustard fan on anything. You know, turkey sandwich, whatever it may be. If I'm going to eat a hot dog and I'm not a hot dog fan, I'll wait till August when it's National Brat Day.
Okay.
And I'll weigh in.
There you go.
For some reason, I love brats, and I don't despise hot dogs. I just don't eat them. And it's funny, kids love hot dogs, but as you grow older, you kind of grow out of it, don't you?
I'm actually a little bit backwards there. And I've always been curious about this. Maybe we can get something on the text line here. When I was a kid, I hated hot dogs, but it wasn't because I didn't think they tasted good. It was hot dogs being cooked around me, whether it was on the grill or even inside sometimes. They gave me headaches. I don't know what it is about it, but I would get a headache every time reliably just from smelling a hot dog being cooked. And so I have no further detail with that. I just noticed a correlation. Maybe somebody on the text line can tell me I'm not crazy.
A lot of preferences out there, and that's why we constructed this poll question today at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. You can only put one condiment on your hot dog. Which do you choose? They give you six choices: ketchup, mustard, and in your case, you're going to have to choose one or the other, relish, onions, sauerkraut, or no toppings at all.
Thanks
to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. Emil's does not have hot dogs on the menu, but so many other good things. Go ahead and visit them out there on First Avenue Southeast. If I'm going to eat a hot dog, and I guess if I'm at a ball game, I'm more inclined to eat a hot dog rather than throw one on the grill at home. You know, something about a ball game. Actually, I probably have a brat, but...
So you prefer brats is what I'm getting.
Yes. If I'm going to have a hot dog and I only got one condiment, it's got to be mustard. Although, if I had more than one, definitely be onion and mustard.
Onions?
Onions and mustard.
I will admit, I think I'm close to trying onions. Also, relish. I've had onions before. I've never had relish before, but...
On the text line, 319-366-1600. 4007. I agree, Dukes. Mustard is the only condiment you need for a hot dog or a brat. 9136. Used to be just ketchup, then ketchup and mustard. Now just mustard. Maybe some sauerkraut. Van, ketchup, exclamation points.
No.
And a question
mark.
No, no, no. Mustard, sauerkraut, onion, pickles, and peppers. Van's loading it up.
Yeah.
What's on a Chicago dog? I have never had one.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
There was a hot dog place that opened really briefly in Iowa City when I was a freshman or sophomore down there. And I never knew that hot dogs were so serious elsewhere. The hot dogs I'm familiar with are the ones that we're talking about. Just pretty basic. You get them at a game, you put a condiment on them. I had no idea that over in Chicago, you can make a whole meal out of a hot dog, because the hot dog is only, you know, it's only half the meal. You pile so much stuff on it. I thought it was the craziest thing.
You look into that and get back to me. What's on a Chicago dog?
I'm on it right now.
Evidently, from what I can find out, it's topped with yellow mustard, chopped white onions, sweet pickle relish, a dill pickle spear, tomato slices or wedges, pickled sport peppers, and a dash of celery salt. That's according to Wikipedia, which isn't always reliable, but I'll take Wiki's word for it.
I'm going to be honest, that really doesn't sound good to me.
Yeah, I don't like some of that stuff that was mentioned on the Chicago dog. 1900 on the text sign. Ketchup. Mustard would be last on that list. 5015. Putting a hot dog and or mustard on a perfectly good piece of bread is the best way to ruin a perfectly good piece of bread. Yuck. Two hot dogs and mustard.
Perfectly good piece of bread. Here's a question, though. I didn't know we were going to be talking about hot dogs today, but while we're on the topic, I have to ask you, where do you fall on the sandwich or hot dog thing? Is a hot dog a sandwich?
I think so. Anything between buns or bread, isn't
really?
It?
Really? I don't understand this. I was actually even just thinking about this around the 4th of July. I don't know where this came from, because I kind of think it's like this. Once you've been asked the question, you can talk yourself into saying, okay, it's between bread, it's a sandwich. But I want to know, before this became a popular question, before this even became a debate at all, who was walking around calling a hot dog a sandwich? I see how you can talk yourself into it, but who really thinks that?
You know, I think more of a sandwich is, and I didn't plan on going down this road, National Hot Dog Day, but it's provoking texts, so we're going to go there for just a tad more.
And text line loves
we'll
it.
Get into more sports. But, traditionally I think of a sandwich as a turkey and Swiss on rye, maybe with some lettuce and tomato and mustard. That traditionally is something you can get at a deli type thing. But I don't know. Is a hot dog a sandwich? Does it matter?
No, it doesn't.
Several texts on the Hertine and Stocker Jeweler text line. throwing out chili. They need chili on their hot dogs, chili cheese dogs. How about that? Michael at 7091, try sweetened dough relish. Also, if you're grilling a dog, grill beef. Don't just put a cheap one on there. You'll notice and you'll appreciate the difference.
Thank you, Michael.
How about that? Maybe we'll revisit National Hot Dog Eating. Go ahead and vote in our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com. One condiment, that's all you get. Go ahead and vote there. Major League Baseball All-Star Game last night, Kyle, and I watched quite a bit of it. I'm usually not a huge fan, but as the game progressed, I thought it was interesting. Interviews before the leadoff guys going to the plate. Players mic'd on the field. I understand that's not the first time that's happened, but it seems everyone, you know, maybe they did more of that this year. And some were better than others, I thought. I thought Francisco Lindor was really good. In fact, I think he was the only one that had a ball hit to him while he was on mic. But I guess I kind of like that aspect of it.
Yeah, and especially around this last couple days, you know, the entire sports world is watching baseball. And so there's been so much discussion around, you know, baseball has trouble marketing itself. Nobody knows their players. Mike Trout is the equivalent of a salary dump player in the NBA. And so, you know, with that conversation going on, it really is awesome to hear from a guy like Francisco Lindor, to hear from a guy like Mike Trout. You know, those guys are really cool. They're very personable. And for whatever reason, we just don't see enough of them. But those moments with them, having them mic'd up and feeling close to the not only close to the action, you know, having them mic'd up on the field, but a little closer to the player, I think was very timely, but very entertaining.
It's good to see him having fun across the leagues and whatnot. I think Manny Machado had a selfie taken with one of the Red Sox or the Braves.
JD
I think.
Martinez. The selfie video.
Yeah,
where he swore.
Markakis maybe.
Okay.
But last year, Nelson Cruz taking a selfie at home plate with Joe West.
Yes.
I mean, why not have some fun? It's an exhibition. But actually, it was quite competitive last night. 8-6 in 10
got
innings.
Competitive.
American League, 10 home runs. Folks like the long ball, and they got plenty of those, 10 of them, and that was a record for the game. And it was a 6th straight victory for the American League. And I've been asked, you know, why is the American League dominating? And I say, to me, it's no good reason, because in the course of 8 decades of this game, each league has had their stretch of domination. And why? You know, I suppose one league has better players than the other during a stretch of time, but I wouldn't necessarily say that about this era. It's just one of those things. I don't think either league has better pitchers or better hitters, better managers. It's just one of those things that happen. And as an American League fan, I'm glad to see it, but I don't think you can draw any conclusions.
I think you nailed it there, and it's really it's kind of perfect, because it's how it is baseball, kind of on display with just in one game. You know, baseball is a game of averages. You'll see these long runs. You'll see a guy get hot. But then for the next month after that, you'll see him really struggle, and then he'll get hot again. It's just the nature of baseball. And so, you know, I think you're exactly right. There's really no reason why the American League has won 6 in a row. It's just the way it is, and eventually we know it's going to balance out.
7508 on the text line, I'd love the in-game interviews, and I'm usually old school. That's kind of describes me, really. I really thought, and I know Todd Bromekamp tweeted this out last night, our good friend from the Todd Bromekamp show with Alex Kuhn, that there was a moment in time that an ex-colonel, Cedar Rapids Colonel Gene Segura, seemed to have won the Most Valuable Player Award with a 3-run homer for the American League. And then Scooter Gennett robs him of it.
Damn.
With a game-tying home run in the 9th inning. And Alex Bregman went on to win the MVP because he broke the tie. And extra innings, his teammate followed that up. George Springer.
That was cool.
Did they get the MVP right?
It would have been easy to give it to Segura, because he's got, you know, the most impactful single play. But you know, honestly, as soon as that game's tied, that's kind of negated. And so I guess I kind of think so. Bregman did make up for the difference. If not for him, then it would have been Springer. But as it was, Bregman broke the tie, and I don't know who else to give it to.
Oftentimes, that's what happens. Whoever hits the go-ahead pace hit or home run, what have you, gets that award. But, you know, I would have had a hard time not giving it to Segura because that was a significant home run. You remember Joey Votto was charged with an error, which I didn't really understand, not catching that fly ball near the dugout. And then was it the next pitch or the pitch after?
Next pitch.
Segura hits it out. And he had two hits on the game and a three-run homer, and that was pretty significant. By the way, Segura played in Cedar Rapids in 2010, had a great season at .313 with 130 ball games. And he's been a wonderful in the major leagues, obviously an all-star now, and a great game last night.
Let me ask you a couple things that I want to know if they put a damper on the night at all for you. Two things that I heard people – actually, Mark DeShera was awfully upset about both of them. I'll start the home runs. 10 home runs, pretty good amount of strikeouts. We've asked this question before but never really about the All-Star game, at least not to this extreme. Are you bothered by, you know, the nature of the game right now? It's long ball or bust.
Not in the least, really.
It was exciting.
Not in the least. I mean, a 2-1 game, it looked like there was it might be like that for a while, but it wasn't. Again, it was 8-6 in 10 innings, and why not? These guys are terrific hitters. There's also some great pitchers. They say pitching usually trumps offense, but you know, they're just some terrific hitters these days, and I don't mind it at all.
I'm with you. I thought it was exciting. It is what it is, and what it is the most exciting play in baseball 10 times.
Not a good day for Josh Hader.
Oh, my goodness.
The Milwaukee reliever
who
was not effective on the mound and then was found to have at least his phone issued some very serious derogatory comments about players. Racial, sexual, I think.
Yeah.
And Major League Baseball will not discipline him other than the fact that Hader will have to go to sensitivity training. But that was kind of disturbing.
Yeah. I mean,
all the players had cell phones and were having a good time with it, but I don't know, the Hader thing was...
Yeah, it definitely kind of... It definitely changed the mood and not for the better. It's just... I kind of have some thoughts on that, but maybe would want to spend some more time on it. It's a touchy subject. You got to be careful, and you have to have a really nuanced conversation with stuff like that. But I will say this. Lorenzo Cain, his teammate, after the fact, said that he talked with Josh Hader, and... He said what he said was that he knows Hader. He knows he's a good guy. I think they definitely have some more conversations to have, but he wasn't. He didn't think that was damning to Hader's character or anything like that. I personally, there was kind of two different categories that he had going on. He was using a racially insensitive word. Which you're really not supposed to use. There's not really a whole lot of debate about it. But then he actually had another comment. The homophobic comment was a lot more disturbing to me. It was very blunt, very hateful. And actually, Lorenzo Cain isn't the authority that he is on that comment as he is on the other ones, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Anyway,
he did say it was no excuses. I was dumb. And yeah, of course you're going to say that after the fact.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The second thing I wanted to ask you about was Manny Machado and all those trade rumors. It comes out shortly before the game that he's going to be traded to the Dodgers. We see him chatting it up, taking pictures with Matt Kemp on the field. Were you bothered at all that kind of became a storyline while the All-Star game was going on?
Not at all, because it was a storyline before the game. And as Kemp outlined, when he was mic'd up in center field, he and Machado worked out in Miami together. Uh-huh. They were friends, whatnot. So even without that backstory, they might have done the same thing. But I thought Kedon Rosenthal was really clever in his interview in the dugout with Machado, asking him, I don't have a word for word, but in so many words, how do you feel about your years in the Oriole organization or something along those lines, which kind of skirted the issue. You know, I think both Rosenthal and Machado knew that Machado was headed west.
Yeah.
But the way he framed the question, I thought was really good.
Without confirming anything, it definitely sounded like a guy who knew he was about to be leaving town.
Yeah. Let's give you an update from the state softball tournament here, and we'll revisit Major League Baseball and perhaps hot dogs as we progress through the show. Chris Liss going to join us at the bottom of the hour. State softball in Fort Dodge, they're expecting perhaps some inclement weather later on today and into tomorrow, but we'll see. It's been very good so far. Consolation action today in 4A. Cedar Rapids Xavier wrapped up its season, routing Dallas Center Grimes 11-0. And Independence closed out a 35-7 season with an 8-4 victory over Charles City. In the 5A consolations, City High got its first win at the state softball tournament since 1982, defeating Johnston 3-1. In the winner's bracket side of things, 1A semifinals earlier today, Lisbon, number 9 in the state, fell to Collins Maxwell, the number 2 ranked team in the state, 1-0. Lisbon will play for third place tomorrow at 5 p.m. Coming up at 5 o'clock today, Iowa City Regina faces Des Moines Christian in the 2A semifinals. And then 7:30 in the 5A semis, Cedar Rapids Jefferson, which got a walk-off home run from Lindsey Culver last night in the first round, the Jayhawks will face Indianola for the right to play for the 5A state championships. More updates later as we progress through local programming. Let's take a break. And as we do, we will bring in Chris Liss from RoadWire.com next.
Lindsay McGrath for the McGrath Used Car Campus in beautiful Hiawatha. This is why you shop the Freedom Celebration.
Free yourself from high prices.
Now through Monday night, used cars from $29.88.
Free yourself from high monthly payments.
Monthly payments as low as $88.
Free yourself from high down payments.
Buy with as little as $88 down during the Freedom Celebration now at the McGrath Used Car Campus here in beautiful Hiawatha. Over 2,500 used cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Down payments from $88, monthly payments as low as $88. Used cars from $29.88 and used trucks from $99.98. Shop Sierras, Silverados, Acadias, Yukons, even Wranglers.
Free yourself from credit problems.
Nobody works harder than the McGrath Used Car Campus credit crew to help get you approved. The Freedom Celebration through Monday night. The McGrath Used Car Campus in beautiful Hiawatha, I-380 and Boyson Road.
Celebrate online, McGrathAuto.com.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our All Your Favorites with a Few Surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Play the greens and save some green now at St. Andrews Golf Club. Monday through Friday before noon and after 5, play 18 holes with cart for just $24.61. You'll also get that same deal on weekends after 4. St. Andrews has brand new carts that they hope you'll enjoy. And new this year, they've got a Friday night couples special. After 4 o'clock on Fridays, couples are welcome to golf with cart for that same $24.61 price. Only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blair's Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
It's Smart Rock Pyramid!
The animals. Def Leppard. The birds. The eagle.
Artist you'd hear on Smart FM.
Sunshine. Sunshine Superman.
Weather.
Sunshine Superman.
Songs you hear on Smart FM.
Boston. Chicago.
Cities.
Boston. Chicago. Kansas.
More great bands you hear on Smart FM.
You're a winner! Smart Rock on Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Welcome back to the gym class. It's 3:30 on this Wednesday. Thanks for joining us. Mark Dukes alongside Kyle Mann with you today and the next couple days. State baseball fields will be set tonight, barring any postponements or cancellations. Todd Brommelkamp very excited to know that his alma mater playing for a state tournament berth, Central DeWitt against Davenport Assumption, that came right here in town at Cedar Rapids Xavier. Originally scheduled, I'm not sure why it wasn't moved east towards those two schools, but so be it. They and several other local and area teams playing for the state tournament berth. And by the way, tomorrow we'll have KJ Pilcher on our show talking about the state baseball tournament and the roads that led to it. Right now we're going to talk with Chris Liss, our friend from rotowire.com, and bring Chris in right now. How are you doing, Chris?
Not bad. I'm actually in Vegas right now. Kind of hot here, but I'm well. How about yourself, Mark?
Doing well. Myself and Kyle alongside today, Scott, enjoying a vacation. I think there's a lot of football to talk about, Chris, but I want to talk to Manny Machado side of things, and it's not official that he's going to the Dodgers, but oftentimes when a player moves, it impacts others around him. What are your thoughts on that impending deal?
Well, I mean, I assume he's going to play shortstop. I mean, according to he's out for the year. You know, if they were to re-sign him long-term, then, you know, he'd probably end up at third base again. Justin Turner's been banged up, but he's back. So I assume he's the third baseman. Max Muncy's been really good. He's been playing second. You know, Kiki Hernandez has been playing a lot. So the Dodgers, it's going to be big for them because, you know, they've been kind of getting together with smoke and mirrors. They basically got guys like Ross Stripling pitching well and Matt Kemp having this year out of nowhere and Muncy coming out of nowhere. And now they have, like, a legitimate, you know, top 10 hitter added to the mix. So I think it's huge for them. The Orioles are just, you know, they're one of the worst teams in baseball. Tim Beckham is probably going to play short. I'm not sure, actually, what they're going to do, but it's going to be ugly, whatever it is in Baltimore.
319-366-1600, our phone and Hertine and Stocker Jeweler text line. If you have a question for Chris, be it baseball or football, he'll be glad to take it on. Chris, I noticed you had, I think it was your first draft here in the last couple days. And the thing that struck both me and Kyle, you know, picking a running back in the first round not so long ago was a stupid thing to do. But now I see in your league, eight running backs in the first round.
Yeah, it's a new reality. It's full PPR, and you know, the trend in the NFL has really been to throw fewer times to the receivers, to spread it around among the receivers, and to throw more to the backs. I looked at it from a global standpoint, and receiver targets were down like 7% last year, and running back targets were up. And so then you get there's more of these backs like Kareem Hunt, who's, I got, you know, the eighth pick. Kareem Hunt and Gurley and Le'Veon Bell and David Johnson and Saquon Barkley coming in and Alvin Kamara, where, you know, these guys catch 50-plus passes, 60 sometimes, 70, and they're good receivers. And they've kind of figured out, these teams, that instead of running a play that, you know, takes a long time to develop, just get the 6 or 7 yards to the easy throw to the back. And that's just the way NFL offense has been trending lately. And so, you know, when the league changes, the strategy changes. So it used to be that Antonio Brown caught 136 balls and Julio Jones caught 136 balls, and there were guys like Brandon Marshall catching 115. And in full PPR, like, of course you're going to take those receivers. But now just the focus of the offense has shifted into copycat league. Now, maybe it'll shift back, but I don't – you know, it's kind of hard to predict where the next phase is. But for now, it seems like that running back, that pass-catching running back is really the key.
Must have killed you to pass on your guy Odell Beckham for Kareem Hunt.
It did. You know, the thing about Hunt, though, I was making this case on the XM show, that, like, what's the difference between Hunt and Gurley? Gurley's the number one player, and Hunt's eighth. But, like, they're both young. They're both in ostensibly good offenses. They both catch passes. They're both really good. They both break tackles. I mean, you know, to me, it's like the chance that Gurley's better than Hunt this year is, like, 52-48. And so I think Hunt is the last guy that you can really count on. I mean, Melvin Gordon gets all the work also. He's just not as good as those guys. So I think Hunt is being a little bit underdrafted.
I want to talk about another one of your guys in Saquon Barkley. A lot of expectations in this draft that you just did and we're looking at right now. He goes sixth overall. Yeah, I mean, he's talented and all, but those are pretty lofty expectations for a rookie running back. Do you expect him to live up to those?
Yes. I would have taken him over Hunt. I just talked to Hunt, but I'm a Giants fan, so a little of a homer pick. But, you know, Pat Shurmur is now the head coach, and he was the offensive coordinator of the Vikings last year. And he had Case Keenum come in, and they lost their best back, Dalvin Cook, and everybody still had a good year. You know, the two receivers and the two running backs both did well. And then, you know, he was also the offensive coordinator, Shurmur, of the Eagles the year that Foles had 27 touchdowns and two picks in 2013. So you got this sort of offensive mastermind type of coach, and he comes out and says right after the draft, now Saquon's a three-down back. He's going to catch the ball a ton. So I'm looking at, you know, 280 carries, 60 catches. And when you get that kind of volume in a team that improved its offensive line and has a much smarter play caller, I think the sky's the limit for Barkley.
I was curious to see how the quarterbacks shaped out, and you had, your big three go first, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Russell Wilson, but then what caught my eye was Deshaun Watson being the fourth quarterback off the board. You talk about a lot of expectations there for a guy coming off a knee injury. Do you think Deshaun Watson's worthy of being the fourth quarterback taken?
Yes, but that format's a little different because it's 6 points per passing touchdown, which devalues the rushing touchdowns a little bit. Normally, when you're only getting 4 points of passing touchdowns, those rushing touchdowns are gold. So it hurt him a little bit there. The problem with Watson is not just the knee, but also he's playing behind what's graded at by Pro Football Focus as the worst offensive line in football. So not only is he maybe not going to be as mobile, and that's his game, it's throwing on the move and really making big plays doing that, but also he may be, you know, under assault. And if he takes a couple of big hits, you know, I'm a little worried about him. So, you know, I think there's a ridiculous upside with Watson. We saw it the six and a half games he played last year. But there's big-time risk. I think in a one-quarterback league, there's so many good quarterbacks, the risk is probably worth it. But in a two-quarterback league or, you know, a deeper league, I'd be a little nervous taking Watson as my QB.
319-366-1600, your chance to ask Chris a question on our phone line or our text line. What the hell do you do with Le'Veon Bell? He was taken second in this draft.
Yeah, I was in a high-stakes auction this weekend in Vegas, and I was just kind of pricing for him. I went to 49 on him at 200 and stopped, so I got him. And I was a little nervous, like, oh, is he going to hold out? But I don't think so. I think he's got his franchise tag. He plans to show up. He did the same thing last year and had a monster year and gets probably more use than any back in football. I mean, who gets the ball 315 times in 15 games and then catches 80 passes? I mean, I remember playing against Le'Veon Bell in, like, a Monday night game. Like, I was up, you know, 25, and that guy got Bell going. And it's torture. It's like, oh, they're giving him the ball. They're throwing it to him every play. You're like, stop. You know, you just can't. I think the only risk is injury. And, of course, it is a high risk. He's been hurt before, and running backs get hurt. But I don't think there's much risk besides just him getting hurt.
Adam Thielen from the Vikings, really highly regarded. Do you agree?
I mean, he's a good player. I don't know if he's a great player. And Cousins is a good quarterback, and they're going to have a new offensive coordinator, new offensive system. And I like him, but he's probably not going to be on my teams. I think he's solid.
Is Alvin Kamara a solid first-round draft pick?
I would take him in a full PPR. In a non-PPR, I would not take him in the first round. I think Ingram will be back, and I just don't think Kamara's going to get more than 150 carries. And if that's the case, you can't really, you know, he's better than Christian McCaffrey. I'll give him that, but in a non-PPR, I'd rather have, you know, even a Melvin Gordon type that I know is going to get a ton of carries.
You know, just a few short years ago, the Bears offense was one of the most desolate wastelands in terms of talent in the entire league. But all of a sudden, they've got some really interesting pieces. They bring in Allen Robinson, Trey Burton, they've got Tariq Cohen, and they've also got some really, really interesting offensive minds calling the shots there. What do you make of those guys on that Bears offense?
Big time upside. I mean, it might bust, you know. I mean, it's a whole bunch of new, everyone's new pretty much except Trubisky, and he's playing with all new players. Robinson, Kevin White, if he ever gets back, I doubt he will. He's playing with, as you said, Burton, the rookie Anthony Miller in the second round. That's another new player they're trying to integrate in there, and a new coach, a new coordinator. But you're talking about Matt Nagy, who came from the Chiefs. That, you know, has always been a good system. And, you know, Trubisky played with John Fox last year as his coach. And remember, you know, Jared Goff when he was with Jeff Fisher. It was a disaster. He had 5.5 yards per attempt. He looked like a guy who was going to flop. And then, you know, he gets a real offensive coordinator, a real coach. Last year, and he blows up. Now, the thing about Trubisky was he wasn't nearly as bad as Goff as a rookie. He was actually decent. He had like a 6.8 YPA. He had 7 touchdowns, 7 picks. He ran for some touchdowns. Trubisky was like okay, despite horrible circumstances, no receivers and awful coaching. So I think Trubisky in the right system with these guys coming in, you know, there's upside for him to be a star, second overall pick last year. So, you know, you can't bank on it. I mean, there's a lot of variables, but I think there's like this 20% chance that this guy ends up being really good.
91-36 on the text line, Chris. Does Jimmy Graham become a top option at tight end again, being in Green Bay?
You know, I'm like 5 or 6 right now. I could see it. You know, they generate a lot of red zone looks. They like to throw in the red zone. Jimmy Graham's a really good red zone target, but he was just not good last year. He dropped a lot of passes, and he just didn't, you know, he's not running any deep routes. He's not gassing people for big gains the way he did on the Saints. I don't know. He seems kind of like a broken man to me. We'll see. You know, Aaron Rodgers is the guy to fix it, but I'm a little lukewarm on Jimmy Graham.
A trendy name last year was Joe Mixon in Cincinnati. Your expectations are?
I mean, they improved their offensive line a little bit. They're going to have to. He wasn't especially good last year. Gio Bernard is still good. Still going to catch 50 balls. I don't know. Mixon has some upside. I didn't see it. I didn't see it jump off the – you know, and sometimes you're watching TV and you're like, wow, you know, Alvin Kamara, Kareem Hunt, those guys jumped off the screen. Mixon really did not, despite all the hype. So I'm lukewarm on him too.
You snagged George Kittle, a University of Iowa product, as your first tight end. And question not so much about Kittle, but his quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo. Your thoughts there?
I mean, he was great when he came over. The Patriots really wanted to keep him. I think they had to trade him for a second-round pick because he was going to walk. They would lose him. So they were forced to trade him. They weren't going to get rid of Brady. And so, you know, he exceeded all expectations despite horrible receivers. They get Garcon back. Kittle's in year two. He was a little banged up last year. Marquise Goodwin seemed to click with him. So it's not great weapons, but I think Garoppolo can transcend them. And Kyle Shanahan's, you know, arguably the best offensive mind in football right now. So, mm-hmm. You know, you have a situation where, you know, Matt Ryan won MVP his second year in Shanahan's system. We'll see what happens with Garoppolo, but I think there's a lot of upside, a lot to like.
I want to go back. We spent some time talking about running backs, but I want to look at Kareem Hunt. Is there expected to be any sort of drop-off this season with Spencer Ware coming back to that backfield?
Not for me. I mean, look, everybody has a backup, right? I mean, just because you know the name of them or not, you know, nobody gets 500. You know, if you run the ball 450 times, nobody gets 450 carries. And so someone's going to spell somebody. And where's just a guy coming off an injury? I think Kareem Hunt established himself as the clear number one. You know, who knows? Andy Reid could maybe pull him at the goal line. There's always that risk, but Hunt just seemed like such a great all-around back, and I think, you know, somebody's going to spell him now and then, but I'm not worried about Ware, per se.
I had a Viking fan ask me the other day, Chris, about Dalvin Cook, and I said, hey, we're going to have Chris Liss on here on Wednesday. He'll talk about him.
You know, Cook was great in the first few games. It was a small sample, and then he got hurt and coming off a knee injury, so I really don't know. I mean, I assume he's going to be good. I assume he's going to be a focal part of that offense and going to catch some passes, but you know, he's going sort of end of first, early second in most of my drafts. I prefer Melvin Gordon to him just because he's not coming off an injury, even though I don't like Melvin Gordon that much. So I have Cook like another tier below the Kareem Hunt.
Okay, Chris, a lot of folks preparing for their draft, and no better place, no better utility than rotowire.com. Tell them how they can go about that.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Mark. It's rotowire.com/trial. It is a free 10-day trial. You do not need a credit card. Check it out. Everything we have, all our projected stats for every league. You can customize the stats so that it's exactly your league scoring system. So it ranks and customized for your league. And if you don't like it in 10 days, you just, you know, you don't have to ever look at it again. If you want to in 10 days subscribe in earnest, you can. But there's no credit card. It's rotowire.com/trial.
And Chris Liss's blog, his next one will be his 1,200th. Way to go there, Chris.
Yeah, I'll be writing up the auction that I did where I got Le'Veon Bell.
Sounds good. We'll check it out. Talk to you in a couple weeks, Chris.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate you bet. It. Take care, guys.
Chris Liss joining us on the Gym Class as he does every couple weeks. It'll be a regular feature in the fall. Usually a ton of questions as we get into August and September, but fun talking about football right now with Chris. Hey, let's give away a prize. You want to do that?
That'll work perfectly.
We love doing that on the Gym Class and the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. This week, every day, $30 gift card to La Cantina. You can use it at any of the three locations: in the Fountains on Edgewood Road, downtown Cedar Rapids, or in Lincoln View Square in Marion. It's good towards a quick and delicious lunch, a margarita after work, takeout dinner, or to be used towards your catering for an upcoming party. Caller number 6 will be our next winner, the $30 gift card to La Cantina. Back in a minute.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right?
Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our 4-day super sale, July 20th through the 23rd. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains, you can cool off with colors like SW Frosty White or SW Icy Lemonade. Hurry, this sale won't last forever. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and talk to our experts today. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
How's that Gatorade, Golic?
It's not Gatorade. Trey, it's something else.
But it looks like Gatorade.
And it definitely tastes like it as well. Even has all those electrolytes you know and love, but it's not.
I'm on pins and needles here, man. What is it then?
It's new Gatorade Zero. All the electrolytes, zero sugar.
Zero sugar? Well, that is something else.
Yep, sure is. And Gatorade Zero is available in orange, lemon lime, and glacier cherry. So go pick some up today.
If your AC is blowing hot air, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Get immediate relief with InterDynamics R134A refrigerant for $9.99. AC recharging is fast and easy with InterDynamics R134A refrigerant at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Yeah, I got the text, just like every day about this time. What should we have for dinner? Usually I send back an IDK and get a frowny face emoji in return, but today I had an idea. Texted back just one word, Domino's. And she sent me a big smiley face and 3 thumbs up. I just might be a supper genius.
When it's time to decide on supper, here's an idea. Domino's. Order Domino's tonight. Edgewood Road in Cedar Rapids and in Marion.
Test your skills in the Amana Club Championship. This 36-hole individual stroke play event will be held at Amana Colonies Golf Club this Saturday and Sunday. There will be gross and net divisions. Net division participants must have a valid gin handicap. Get 36 holes, cart, practice balls, and prize fund for just $119 plus tax. Call the golf shop to sign up at 319-622-6222.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases. But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA, LLC, has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
Can buying a used car feel like new? At Toyota of Iowa City, all used cars come with pre-owned continued care. That's 2 years of oil changes, tire rotations, multi-point inspections, and car washes with every service appointment, plus 10% off maintenance items. That's a new car experience for a pre-owned purchase. Shop today at toyotaiowacity.com or stop in to see us. Pre-owned continued care only at Toyota of Iowa City. It's what we do.
See dealer for details.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will, because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out carpentersunionapprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the gym class. Coming up on 3:50, final 7, 8, 9 minutes here on the show. Mark Dukes and Kyle Mann with you today, as will be the lineup the next couple days as well. Kyle, we have a winner of today's $30 gift card to La Cantina.
Yep, Dale in Cedar Rapids.
Enjoy Dale. 3 locations. You can use that gift card too, and hopefully you enjoy some food, drink, or a combination thereof. Food of the day is hot dogs, Kyle. And I'm going to call up the poll question today, see which condiment is leading. But we asked you, KGYMradio.com, poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. If you could only put one condiment on your hot dog, what would you choose? Would it be ketchup, mustard, relish, onions, sauerkraut, or no toppings at all? That last option sounds lousy. Toppings at all?
Yeah, I don't like some of those other things. I would rather try some of the things I don't like than just have a naked hot dog.
Now, originally you said ketchup and mustard. Now, you can only have one. Did you decide ketchup or?
No, I would actually
go mustard.
Yeah, I would go mustard.
All right. More on that. We'll get Todd Brommelkamp's take coming up at 4 o'clock. Todd Brommelkamp's show with Alex Kuhn from 4 to 7. Interesting thoughts there. I'm always interested to see what the boys have to say. 86.50, yeah, it's easy. I only ever use ketchup. And on the text line is Team Mustard. Again, I wasn't going to go down this road, but since every day, everything has its day, and actually bratwurst will have its day in mid-August, we'll probably weigh in on this again. I mean, come on, bratwurst is mustard and sauerkraut, right? You're not a sauerkraut. I could tell by the look on your face you're not a sauerkraut fan.
Was it that bad? No, not big on sauerkraut.
Tomorrow, KJ Pilcher joining us to talk about the state baseball tournament. We're trying to lock him up for that appearance. The last berths in the state baseball tournament next week should be locked up tonight, weather permitting. And, again, several area teams involved in that. So the British Open begins tomorrow, actually within about 8 hours here over at Carnoustie in Scotland. Zach Johnson, former winner, 2015 champion, has a late tee time tomorrow. He will go off at 7:15 Iowa time, which is in the afternoon in Scotland. He will tee off with Adam Scott and Brendan Steele. It's always interesting, the British Open, because of the weather situation. What combination of tee times has an advantage, whether it's morning Thursday, afternoon Friday, or the reverse. You just never know what you're going to get. And this is one tournament I think it's impossible to predict. But aside from the Masters, this is my favorite tournament of the year because I can wake up in the morning. I mean, network coverage starts at like 12:30, just after midnight. No, I'm not going to stay up all night and watch the Open. But I can get up in the morning and watch golf until about early afternoon. And by tomorrow's program, we will have all the results. The first round should be over, weather permitting, of course. But looking forward to the Open, the 147th Open, I think. 86.50 on the text line. Why are we talking about pizza, 86.50? Jalapeno and sauerkraut pizza? Is that what you're saying?
I think he was commenting on sauerkraut being disgusting.
Oh, okay.
And saying that that is a really weird pizza.
Okay.
Which I will agree. That is a that pizza does not sound good. Jalapeno and sauerkraut.
Canadian bacon and sauerkraut is a go-to for me.
I love Canadian bacon.
Yeah. 5028 on the text line. Likes barbecue sauce on his hot dog. Or her hot dog?
I personally don't think that barbecue, you can't really go wrong with barbecue sauce. I mean, it might not seem like a great fit.
But you have your different versions of it, and I don't want barbecue sauce on my hot dog.
All right. That's acceptable.
Gym Class brought to you today and every day by Third Base Brewery on Blair's Ferry Road. It's great for a quick lunch, catch a game after work, or bring the family in for an affordable and delicious meal. And if you haven't asked about the Third Base Mug Club yet, you should do so. For $25, you get a lifetime membership of happy hour priced beers and free appetizers with every $100 you spend on food and drinks. Go ahead and visit Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids. And Kyle, I'm going to let you take the lead on this one. Apparently there was a deal in the NBA today that was impactful.
Yeah, big one. Everybody in the NBA, some people thought that this would happen before LeBron signed with the Lakers, but a couple of weeks later now here, Kawhi traded from the Spurs to a team who really only emerged within the last week or so. Out of nowhere, Vegas listed the Toronto Raptors as the favorite to land Kawhi, and I don't even remember who I was talking to, but I said, you know, that doesn't seem to make any sense, but Vegas usually knows what they're talking about. And so wake up this morning and Kawhi has been traded for to Toronto. Toronto sends back to the Spurs a package around DeMar DeRozan, a multiple-time All-Star, and probably the most proven, most accomplished player that the Spurs were offered throughout this entire process. And DeMar DeRozan's kind of an ISO ball guy, where San Antonio and Popovich are, you know, they've always really, they thrive because they have parts that work well in a system. So I'm not sure that DeRozan fits as well as you know, some other guys might have, but he's a good player and probably the best one player that they were offered. So, and they keep him out of the Western Conference.
Toronto was pretty good last year, right?
Yeah, and
then failed in the first round.
Yep,
my memory serve.
Kind of love this deal for Toronto because Kawhi's probably not going to re-up there next summer, but they see a small window. They have Kyle Lowry, and they have a really, really good bench. So Kawhi is definitely an upgrade over DeMar DeRozan, and they were really close in the Eastern Conference last year. You know, that Eastern Conference is wide open for another season or two before Boston and Philly really hit their stride.
Cleveland will take a step back, right?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Boston will still be there.
It's going to be Boston, Philly, and now Toronto's right there. You've got you have a clear top three in the East, and Toronto has a small window here, and they're going for it.
Mm. Interesting. Thanks for that update. The hot dog talk will not stop, Kyle. The text line keeps churning. As I'm sure it will during the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. Of course, today, National Hot Dog Day, and we ask a poll question at KGYMRadio.com about condiments. 0189, ketchup and pickle relish on hot dogs. Well, that's well and good, but our poll question, you only get one.
Todd's a big hot dog guy, isn't he?
I think he is, yeah. You know, Todd went on a diet. I don't think he could have hot dogs for a while. Maybe he could. I don't know. I haven't asked him about details of that, but that's typically one food you don't eat on health maintenance programs, so to speak.
I could see that. I bet I see some well-thought-out opinions coming on this topic, though.
Ann weighing in at 2819, fried hot dogs and fried potatoes and butter. That's something I've never had, but it sounds appetizing, greasy. I don't know. Darren in Iowa City says all you need is chili. Chili and cheese? I don't know. Well, let's let Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn continue this discussion they just won't stop. Have fun with that, Todd. Tomorrow, again, KJ Pilcher looking at the state baseball tournament. Thanks to Chris Liss for weighing in on the fantasy segment today. And look forward to talking to you tomorrow on the Gym Class.
Pros and the know start with Lowe's. Because at Lowe's, pros save every day on the fixtures and details they need to get the job done right. Now you can get up to 40% off select bath products and accessories. And up to $40 off select in-stock American Standard toilets. Plus, get in and out quickly with our dedicated pro desk and pro checkout. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7/25 while supplies last. See store.